as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, always something new, always something that we can sink our teeth into in the world of news talk radio, television, the new media. And here to prove that axiom one more time, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers with a Countdown, Stories of the Week.
And this is, of course, the first week of 2011. And here are the big stories. At number 10, sports, the NBA and the National Hockey League, basketball, hockey being talked about across the board on talk radio at number 10. Football in the playoffs, number 9. At number 8, we have the Elizabeth Edwards Willow Mission. At number 7, we have the Kathy Griffin Palin threats. At number 6, cool story, the homeless radio announcer story. At number 5, the START Treaty. At number 4, Iran nukes and Afghanistan operations. At number 3, Gibbs leaves press secretary post tied with Obama administration changes. And that's all, of course, tied together. And we have the Navy officer video scandal at number 2. And at number 1, we have the 112th Congress tied with John Boehner's becoming the new House Speaker. Top people on our list. At 10, we have Elizabeth Edwards and John Edwards. At number 9, we have Kathy Griffin and Willow Palin. At number 8, we have Ted Williams, not the baseball player, the announcer. We have Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at 7. William Daley at 6. Robert Gibbs at 5. Owen Honors at 4. Nancy Pelosi at 3. John Boehner at 2. Barack Obama starts off 2011 as the champion of the people list.
No, of course. Isn't it funny how, and I don't know how this has been played because I haven't listened to as many of the shows this week as I normally do. The Daily story, for example, how Obama, from behind the scenes, in a sense, I mean, the business of really reading the story or getting the story behind the story, which the news media doesn't tend to follow, and many of the people who are doing either right or left of center radio shows don't get it because they're getting most of their information from, I guess, the same sources that most people get their information. So you don't see the machinations, or people don't put two and two together. And two and two here is Rahm Emanuel and Richard Daley. Daley was asked not to run as the mayor of Chicago again so that Rahm Emanuel could run. Who did the asking? Who do you think did the asking?
Are you asking me?
I suppose a rhetorical question, but it has an obvious answer. Yeah, I'd ask you. Who do you think called Daley and said, you know, I'd love to have Rahm Emanuel as the next mayor of Chicago, and we go back a long ways, and what do you think, yada, yada, yada?
Did you make that
No.
Was it you?
Had I thought about it, I might have. There's a great political deal here. President Obama calls Daley and says, look, Rahm Emanuel, my pal, my friend, my buddy, my supporter, wants to be mayor of Chicago. And I'm going to give him my blessings, but you got to get out of the way. And in exchange for you getting out of the way, I'm going to hire your brother so the Daley name stays in the public view. Here's William Daley, who's opposed pretty much every major bill that Barack Obama sent up to the House and the Senate last year, including the health care bill, the debt increase, and pretty much everything. He was working for J.P. Morgan. So Daley's brother gets hired as the chief of staff to replace Rahm Emanuel, who goes to Chicago to run for the mayor because Daley gets out of the way.
Are you saying that this is what happens in politics?
I couldn't imagine. I think it's a coincidence, Michael.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Things are not based upon merit?
Oh, I probably, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Well.
Oh, my God, these people.
Oh, that Obama's a bad guy. Every other politician is good.
No, nobody else would ever have done this before.
Exactly.
This is the first time this has ever been done.
And it's probably because he's never been born here.
No, he wasn't born here. Boehner
said,
they
do business in Kenya.
I thought that Boehner was pretty good about this, though. After he kissed Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy Pelosi kissed him, they started reading the Constitution and all that stuff. Boehner says, you know, I don't know why you guys are all so hepped up about Obama and where he came from. As far as I'm concerned, it's not an issue So drop it. I'm not talking about it anymore. Don't ask me. And maybe this is don't ask, don't tell for congressmen. That could be what this is, you think?
Oh, I think that it's all just stuff to keep us from looking at the real issues. You know, what's the saying? Don't get me started, Doug.
I know.
You know, well, it's just there's so many serious issues that need to be discussed right now.
Yep.
And I hope that in 2011, Congress, ha, if there's such a chance, and certainly talk radio where there's more of a chance, I hope that there's more of a serious focus on issues that are of importance to the people.
Right.
And that can be done in an entertaining way as well. It doesn't
of course.
Have to be boring. It doesn't,
if,
you know,
if you're passionate about things, I've been very passionate about the food safety bill that was never actually passed, but yet signed into law by the president. When people hear me get going on this thing, and I'm the only person, no, I shouldn't say that. I think Adam, Jones, Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Has been on this. People say, "Oh, you're aligning yourself with him. He's really a strange guy." No, but we both have the same look askance as far as the government is concerned, especially when you get into things like this, which is supported by the Center for Science and the Public Interest, which is nothing more than a 501c3 that was created by donations from big corporations that want to have some group that sounds like it has authority stamp what it wants done. And then you hear that group, it's like, okay, who's going to argue with the Center for Science and the Public Interest? It's like, who's going to argue against a food safety enhancement bill? How can you vote against that? But
right.
When you read it, and these people, when they're interviewed after the fact, they went, oh, I didn't know that was in that bill. I would never have voted for that bill had I actually known what was in it. Well, hello.
I actually read it.
Yeah.
So
that's the stuff people need to wake up to this year, and to see how freedoms and independents are getting slapped around at every corner, at every turn. Instead, as you've suggested, people get themselves worked up. Not that it is an interesting conversation about the N-word in the Mark Twain novels, getting that out. Or the birds and the fish that are dying. Yeah, that's fairly interesting,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, it is interesting. That's
yeah.
Troubling.
Yeah, it is troubling.
Yeah,
Elizabeth
that's actually,
Edwards,
that's
though,
actually
here's
important.
You know, what was really interesting about the Elizabeth Edwards will thing, or what happened to the Edwards this week, she cut out her husband, who doesn't need the money anyway, gives all the money to her kids. But the day after the will is read, he announces his engagement to the woman that he bonked and has the kid with. And not only that, he brings the two youngest kids to Christmas at her house, and she says, "Will you please call me Mommy?"
That sounds like Days of Our Lives.
It does, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, poor Elizabeth isn't even cold yet, and she said she wanted them to have nothing to do with her, and he's already got them over there, getting them to call the two youngest kids. I think they're 10 and 12. Mommy! Oh,
yeah.
Mommy!
Yeah, no, that's kind of crass.
Yeah, but that does get away from what the real issue. People are fascinated with those stories, and so the other things get lost.
Yeah, you know, I have nothing against gossip. I have nothing against entertainment. I have nothing against sports, all of the fun things that we
talk
about.
Well, you have at least one sports story. Sports Talk Radio is featured in the top 10 every week.
Yeah. What I like, though, what I would like to see, you see, I'm not against these things being talked about. I'm all for them. I'm for everything.
Yeah.
What I'm against is the death of journalism.
Yeah.
See, the problem is that even the journalists are doing this. Take a look at CNN. Piers Morgan, the first guest on this program on the First Name in News, is Oprah Winfrey.
Right. And she's only going, she doesn't give a damn about him. She's going to plug the Oprah Network. That's all she's there for.
But you see what I'm saying is, where is, we need journalism.
All right, here's the, Rich, may I answer the question, Michael, in the following manner? Or this is an example that perhaps cites a reason or the thinking that goes behind your problem, the perplexity that we have, if that's a word, we're perplexed by the fact that the spoken word, the written word, is not authoritative any longer. And so here's this week, the Society for Professional Journalists take a stand by telling or suggesting or telling their membership that if you're going to remain credentialed as a member of our society, you will no longer refer to illegal aliens as illegal aliens. You will refer to them in your stories as undocumented workers. That's from the Society for Professional Journalists.
Wow.
I like that.
That's scary.
Yeah.
The journalists have now set standards that really are code words and rules.
Right.
Not in terms of intent and ethics, but rather censorship.
Right.
Wow. So
So now you'll see that more and more. We had a hat trick of politically correct stuff this week. What with the N-word and the Mark Twain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Owen, this is a story that has captured a lot of people's attention. The Navy officer Owen Honors was his name.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, what do you make of that and how it came to the surface? I still honestly don't know how. It had to have been somebody didn't want him to move ahead that leaked this stuff. Did anybody find out who it was that actually leaked this stuff to the newspaper there?
I don't have the information on that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know. I don't know. At this point, I do not know.
Yeah. But isn't it amazing that this is 4 years, 5 years old? This stuff's been going on for 4 or 5 years. And all of a sudden, poof. So where are the journalists there? How come this wasn't a story before? Who's doing their work or not?
There's a tremendous market for journalism. There's a need for it. There's a niche for it.
Yeah.
There is journalism, but it's not out there in a way that's connected to the public psyche. And I don't have the answer to how to correct this, but I do know that there's a lot of fake journalism. And the fake journalism is giving the American public the idea that certain things are important. And, and by not covering all the details and the news, there's editing and censorship by omission. And as a result, ignorance.
Right.
Not good.
It's promoted by, as much as everything else, radio talk programming and television talk programming. That is skewed, and people they take it for gospel. It's entertainment, and it's not. You and I have had this conversation. I don't know how many times about fact versus fiction and what the priorities are. But you know as well as I do that these things are colored, and it is like music. If I want to hear a certain kind of music, I listen to that certain kind of music station. Well, I want to hear a certain attitude, or I want to hear a certain. I want to have a connection to the thought process because this is how I think. Therefore, I want to listen to somebody else who thinks like I do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're really in a period where it's everybody's preaching to their own choir.
Yeah.
And that's and again, I don't want to be interpreted as saying I think it's the responsibility of talk show hosts to be journalists. Talk show hosts are pretty upfront about what they are.
Right.
They're opinionated and they're stimulating.
Right.
No, I'm talking about we need to have a sector of the media that is devoted to journalism and is out there for the average person to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
And the media that presents itself as journalism when it's really just another form of entertainment and plays to tastes and panders to interests, that should be clear to the public of what that is. And in other words, what I'm saying, very broad strokes, is for our democracy, for our society, for the United States of America to continue in a healthy way into this new century, we have to have good journalism and we have to have good education. Both of those are vital to maintaining the health of the country.
Yeah. Well, and that is something that is lacking by its very nature. The news is not the news. That's all.
Right.
And you made the best compared to CNN. It's supposed to be CNN is the news network, and yet, and they're trying to present themselves that way. They got Piers Morgan, who is a zero to begin with.
Interviewing Oprah Winfrey.
Doing Oprah Winfrey. Now, a lot of the people Larry King used to put on that show were of the same ilk, but the news, there were plenty
either.
Of newsmakers that were on that show as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's to be continued as we work our way, forge our way ahead in the year 2011. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, with the stories and the ideas behind the Talkers Countdown this week.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Three and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is your chance to catch up on one of the big items of the day. Most people are kind of tickled that the Constitution is being read. I think a lot of people are. Hey, do you find it interesting that the professor said that liberals were the ones who wrote the Constitution, but the conservatives today seem to be the ones who want to be all over it? I bet you that most of the conservatives haven't got a clue because most of them aren't particularly well-educated, I think. I'm making a general statement, not speaking about all of them specifically, but I find a lot of knowledge seems to be lacking when it comes to the skills and the info that they have regarding the strict interpretation of the Constitution, what's really there, and what the words mean on the page. And number one item this week, by the way, is the Congress convening. Let's go from 10 to number one, just so you have that information. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio with the college bowl games and the NFL high on everybody's interest list. Number nine, the radio announcer story from Columbus. What a great story that is. Number eight, what's going on in Afghanistan? Number seven, the deaths of all the birds and the fish in our country. At number six, the president shakes up his staff. At number five, repeal of the health care law. Number four, removing the N-word from the Mark Twain novels. Number three, discussing the debt. Number two, Navy Captain Owens, Owen Honors, dismissed because of those videos that he made when he was the XO on the ship of the Enterprise and Congress getting started. Here's talk host Steve Malzberg, kind of upset that some of the Democrats and members of the media calling the decision to read the Constitution a political stunt.
And, of course, in the House, the first order of business after the swearing-in and after everything else so was to read the Constitution of the United States of America. The mainstream media has taken today to calling this a fetish. The Republicans have a fetish with the Constitution. There's something wrong with it. They think it's a religion. They think it's a Bible. They're sick. They're religious zealots with the Constitution. The reprehensible, disgusting, despicable Gerald Nadler from Manhattan had that to say, I'm paraphrasing, with regard to the respect and deference that the Republicans and the esteem at which, in which the Republicans hold the Constitution. There's something wrong with that, according to Gerald Nadler. Something wrong with that. Well, Gerald Nadler and the rest of the left who despise the Constitution, yet they raise their right hand and pledge to defend and honor the Constitution. They take an oath to defend the Constitution and uphold the Constitution. But they couldn't care less. They couldn't care less about the Constitution. They despise the Constitution. Just like the liberals on the Supreme Court despise the Constitution, which is why they look to other countries to see how they handle cases and issues that come before them in the court. Last night on her show on Headline News, CNN Headline News. Actually, her name isn't Joy Behar. Her name actually is Josephine and some other Italian name, but we just call it Josephine. So Josephine is very upset that the Constitution will be read on the floor of the House by the Republicans as their first act after they swearing in. And here she is, cut seven.
Boehner's got to control these out-of-control people.
Yeah, you know, Bill...
That's going to be fun to watch.
Uh-huh. Do you think this Constitution-loving is getting out of hand? I mean, is it a nod to the Tea Party? What is this about, exactly?
Okay, this Constitution-loving is getting out of hand because I guess Joy hates the Constitution. Or she doesn't really care about the Constitution. Or the Constitution doesn't faze her. Do you understand how sick they are? Do you see how sick they are? The mainstream media has taken today to calling this a fetish. The Republicans have a fetish with the Constitution. There's something wrong with it. They think it's a religion. They think it's a Bible. They're religious zealots with the Constitution. They're nuts.
The star of the day is House Speaker John Boehner. Is he a star in your book?
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein from America to Asia. Eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Talk Radio Countdown, focusing in this hour on the Constitution of the United States of America. What does this whole thing mean? What does it mean to those who professionally have to deal with it all the time? I was looking at the story of a woman and her dog, and for some reason or other, I was interested because of the dog angle, but she wanted everybody to know that she was a good American, that she was conservative and believed in the Constitution and our military. And her salutation was, God bless the United States of America. So I'm thinking to myself, what is there about all of that? The liberals wrote the Constitution, liberals at the time. What liberals at the time then it's pretty interesting over the years to see how these terms have developed, what their meaning has been, and how the terms get used by various people. And it is really, it sounds silly sometimes when you listen to the people who are so adamant, so vehement, so just downright basic in their talking about the Constitution, because it sounds good, makes them feel good, but they don't really know most of the time what the heck they're talking about. So it's all sort of in the mind. It's another one of those games that gets played, the games people play, you know. CNN's Jeannie Moos reporting here on the reading of the Constitution, because that's what we're talking about, the reading of the Constitution on the floor of the House. It probably isn't going to come across as the most exciting thing anybody ever heard.
Normally politicians like to wave it around.
I'm asking you about this. The United States Constitution.
Now, we have to stand for this Constitution.
I can and do read it for myself.
But instead of reading it to themselves, House members read it to us. And we learned the Constitution doesn't always roll off the tongue.
Pass any bill of attainder ex post facto law.
Or read like a John Grisham novel.
But to no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture.
Huh? Sure, there were sexy parts, like the amendments.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
Versus the not-so-sexy parts.
And the word the being interlined between the 43rd and the 44th lines.
As representatives took turns, some made it sound like a bedtime story for kids.
In which case, it shall not be a law.
And others read it as if they were kids.
If he approve, he shall sign it. But if not, he shall return it.
The most famous part went to the new Speaker of the House, John Boehner.
We the people,
of the United States.
Not quite Schoolhouse Rock style.
We the people.
Now, no one likes to be interrupted while they're reading, as Democrat Frank Pallone was. He was reading the requirement that only a natural-born citizen
shall be eligible to be the office of president. Neither shall...
So-called birther was called off by police. The biggest applause came for the 13th Amendment outlawing slavery. And if you're wondering how long it took the House to read the entire Constitution,
or the emoluments whereof,
or of such other body,
an hour and 24 minutes, though it seemed a lot longer,
begun and held at the city of New York on Wednesday, the 4th of March.
Hey, that should be unconstitutional.
All right, so there's a certain amount of drama, not much. Certain amount of fun, not much. Certain amount of focus, yeah, maybe. This is maybe before we get to your calls, maybe this piece of audio is worth a moment or two of your time. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia explaining what the Constitution means to him.
I regard the Constitution as having set a floor to American society. That floor says nothing about abortion. It's not the job of the Constitution to change things by judicial decree. Change is brought about by democracy. You want, abortion has been prohibited. You want to change that? American society think that's a terrible result? Fine, persuade each other about that, pass a law, and prohibit eliminate the laws against abortion. I have no problem with change. It's just that I do not regard the Constitution as being the instrument of change.
Uh-huh. All right, that's an interesting... And many people who are constitutional scholars are on that same page. And that term, constitutional scholar, what does that mean and who are they? And how are they any different than you or me in terms of understanding it? They have studied who was responsible for writing the words. They have studied who those people are, what their backgrounds were. They've studied the way each of those people grew up and what their attitudes were toward words and toward law and toward our country. The information that was taken from the British, the British laws, the British have no constitution, by the way, you know that, right? The Queen is the monarch, and you serve, or you are a subject at her pleasure. And so they have no rights. They have a sort of a small Bill of Rights that was passed a while back. And that's another thing, the Bill of Rights themselves, and how all of that is worked through. So what we're talking about here, just joining us, the Republican Speaker John Boehner, and others started reading, and then it went around the room. And it it captured a lot of people's attention. It's probably a good idea. Why not do it every year for a few hours? Set the tone. By the way, speaking of John Boehner, as an aside here, he has made it very clear, that he's not interested in the continuing controversy about whether Barack Obama was born in America and all that other stuff that's gone around. The man's the president now, and you're not going to get him out, at least this way. You can get him out by voting him out. But all the people who are wasting all that energy, whether it's true or it isn't true, or there's something to it or there isn't, examining all of this stuff, it doesn't seem to be productive. And so Boehner said he does not question the president's place of birth. It's not within his purview to tell others what to think. But as far as he's concerned, he's not interested. The state of Hawaii has said that the president was born there. That's good enough for me. That's what Bonner said. The new leader of the House has been interviewed about 18 times by 87 different people. It's interesting. Brian Williams pressed Boehner on what he would say to members of his party who have expressed doubts about Obama's citizenry. Boehner said, quote, Brian, when you come to the Congress, there are 435 of us. We're nothing more than a slice of America. People come, regardless of party labels. They come with all kinds of beliefs and ideas. It's the melting pot of America. It's not up to me to tell them what to think. All right? These are the birthers who are on their usual tear. 800-510-8255. The focus on the Constitution, the laws that are passed, how they get to the Supreme Court to be challenged, all part of our conversation. Is the Constitution a living, breathing document? Do you believe, as I do, that there are a lot of things that ought to be addressed and changed in a constitutional convention? That's a good focus to have as well as we continue with your calls in just a few moments here on the Countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. Conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. James, you're in Texas, and you're on the air on the Countdown. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I interpret it for exactly what it says. Our founding fathers, they created it for it to be what it is. It wasn't. They didn't say, we're going to create this document for just this era. No, they said, this is what it means, and this is what our country is based upon, and that it should be what it is. And I often get confused when I hear certain, like, Congress people talk about defending the Constitution, and yet they pass all these laws that are totally against the Constitution. Well, for instance, you know, certain government programs, you know, that's not what our, you know, we are a free people. and we should not be adhering to the, you know, basically the stale calm of utopia that the government owes us anything.
800-510-8255. All right, let's try. I guess I missed out. Here's Jay. You're on the countdown now. Hello.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Hey, my comment is basically talking about change of the Constitution. I think it should be left alone. It should be no way changed for the dates or time period that we're in, because it just opens the door to for them to form it any way they want to. That goes on down the line for further administrations as well. Once they start making changes to the Constitution, it's going to be a wide open trap shoot for them to just form it how they want it to the administration at the time that's in office.
Well, there already have been changes to the Constitution. There have been previous constitutional conventions. There have been amendments to the Constitution. You think, if I'm hearing you correctly, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that there is that everything that's there now to this point, everything that's been added, ought not to be changed. There's no need for application or understanding or change to adapt to what reality is today versus what it was when the document was written first and then the additions were made later on.
Right. I think what they're going to end up trying to do is just take away all your rights, take away all your guns, away everything.
You and I would be concerned about the same things. I'm sick of what we are seeing today with all the incursion of government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But part of those who feel we need to change, that we have some kind of revolution brewing here, and part of the way to deal with it is to change the way the laws work in terms of, or the Constitution works in terms of what reality is today. A lot of things that were put together by those people, many of them the smartest ones around at the time, they didn't foresee all of the changes that are now here. It's hard to take, for example, the electronic revolution, the technical revolution, and apply a lot of the standards that are reality to any words that you can get out of this document. It's difficult. The freedoms that are being now worked over by the people, I understand what you're saying about constitutional messing and meddling by each individual administration, but the administrations don't do the constitutional convention. It isn't done. It's done by state. You have to have, I think, 34 or 36 states sign on to any change, their legislative bodies. It isn't done in Washington. It's adopted and enacted, but it's not, that isn't, it works in a different way. It's much slower, very tedious, with good reason, good cause, because this is important stuff.
Right. I agree. Hey, I love your show, bud.
Thank you. 800-510-8255. Randall is in Illinois with an explanation for us here on the countdown.
Good morning. I look at it as a living document, and my reason for that is I'm on the school board, and we have no one alive to tell us what the original intent was. And we did have a challenge on one of the things we did on the board that was through the contract. And we had to bring back the original negotiator to let us know that, and tell us what the intent was on the article that was being discussed, because that you had to do that to follow the contract and stay within the law. So you almost have to look at this as a living document, because you have no one alive today to tell you what the intent was at the time of the signing and during the negotiations.
All right. Let's listen. Ruth Bader Ginsburg spent some time reading the Constitution, and this is, I suppose, a comparative to what's going on the floor now.
The United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme
This is how it sounds with the people in the Congress reading that she's a member of the Supreme Court on Constitution Day reading the Constitution. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so now we'll get to the social media side of things. As you know, this program and many other radio programs have become very involved as participating in social networks has become things that people really expect. So the interactive conversational presence on Facebook and Twitter is important. Radio programs and television programs are doing more and more of this, and thus you can connect with us on Twitter.com and Facebook.com for this program. Also send in texts at 646-926-DOUG, and the regular phone line 800-510-8255 serves people very well. But the interactiveness of this, the fact that you can download a podcast of this program at any time and get it, it's really amazing what the iPhone has done, and we'll find out if that's in the top five here. Clay Kohut, who's director of social media at DougStephan.com, with the number five story from your world of social media, Clay.
The fifth story I got here, Doug, is Obama's Twitter account, and it was when it was hacked this year by a Frenchman. An unemployed 25-year-old Frenchman was arrested this year for allegedly hacking into various celebrity Twitter accounts, including the President Obama's. The subject reportedly targeted other celebrities, including Britney Spears. He gained access to Twitter accounts by simply working out the answers to the passwords. So it's just another example of why you need to choose secure passwords. And don't just use the word password as your password, because it's very easy to guess.
Gee, I wonder, did he get to Lindsay Lohan or Charlie Sheen or Kourtney Kardashian?
Unfortunately not.
All right, number four from social media this past year.
All right, number four is California's $578 million school. With the price tag of $578 million, the Robert F. Kennedy Community School is the most expensive public school ever. And the K-12 complex features fine art murals, a marble memorial depicting Robert Kennedy, a manicured public park, and a state-of-the-art swimming pool. And it caused a lot of controversy because they're broke already, and they're spending even more money on there.
Boy, that sure, yeah, that was a big one. Is Betty White anywhere in these top five?
Not on my top five, right, Doug, but it's a bit subjective because everybody uses their different social media sites.
Yeah, number three.
Number three is the woman who dumped the cash in the trash. Do you remember this, Doug? It was
the cat in the trash bucket, yes.
Yeah, it was a 45-year-old woman who was caught on camera petting a 4-year-old tabby cat before picking it up and tossing it into a trash can and then closing the lid. When the cat's owners posted the clip online, it sparked an angry reaction from animal lovers and advocates, which allegedly culminated in a series of death threats against the woman. For example, I got a Twitter comment right here by Hook's Law. who says, "That's just awful. The recycling bin is for papers, plastic, and metals. Cats go in the compost bin. Psychopaths don't care about the environment." So a lot of people joked around about it, but there are some people that were actually seriously pretty angry about it.
Yeah, she did. She got death threats, and then I think she apologized. Didn't that happen a week or so after the event took place?
Yeah, and I think that
didn't get much attention because that would be a page 66 story.
Yeah.
All right, number two on your list.
The Facebook privacy concerns. It seems like Facebook couldn't stay out of the limelight of bad PR this year, even in the they're growing like crazy. But 60% of Facebook users even said they were considering deactivating their account at one point this year when IT security firm Sophos conducted a survey. They asked, "Do you think you will quit Facebook over privacy concerns?" And the results varied from possibly at 30%, highly likely at 30%, already have at 16%, no at 12%, and I don't think it's likely at 12%. And in response to criticisms of Facebook's privacy policy, a number of campaigns, including Quit Facebook Day, launched this year to increase public awareness of the issues.
One of the things Facebook and Twitter used very effectively by some campaigns this year, obviously the numbers you just went through weren't that didn't happen because certainly 16% of Facebook users have not dropped away. The numbers keep going up, 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 and up, don't they?
Yeah, people, especially on Facebook, like causing a stir. It seems every time Facebook changes their design, there's a huge outrage from the Facebook community, and they accept it after a couple of months. So I think people, it was sort of trendy to get on the Facebook issue this year, but not many people actually took action.
All right, the number one issue in social media this year.
Facebook has topped Google as the most visited site in the U.S., and it surpassed Google for the first time as the most visited site just this year in 2010, and the social network edged out Google with 8.9% of all U.S. visits between January and November of 2010, while Google ranked second with about 7.2% of visits, which shows it's a major shift in the way people are using the Internet, and it's showing that more people are using it for social means and to keep up with their friends rather than just searching by themselves. And it's also going to be interesting in 2011 to see how that goes about how people are getting their news and information, because more and more people are going to Facebook to do that and seeing what their friends are posting rather than searching information for themselves. Facebook's move to the top spot shows just how quickly the site's grown in popularity. Within the span of 6 years, Facebook's become the world's largest web social network with roughly half a billion users worldwide.
Pretty amazing stuff. Clay Cohut with the number 5 through 1 story from social media. I'm Doug Steffen.